The following program is sponsored by Protecting Your Retirement.
Good morning and welcome to Protecting Your Retirement. I am Joy Peterson along with Don Wales, and we are here every Saturday to help you navigate a successful retirement journey. And we want to remind you, if there's something that you hear on the program, we put a lot of information out really quickly. You can always call and ask Don a question. The number is 913-648-2700. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Joy, and welcome again to Protecting Your Retirement Radio. And Joy mentions usually in her opening, as she just did, that we're here every Saturday and we try to help people navigate a successful retirement journey. And I'm kind of into nautical terms, you know, for navigation, lighthouses, stuff like that. But anyhow, this week already, we had a family in that is entering retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And we've worked with them for several years. They have a substantial amount of their retirement assets with fixed annuities that we have issued or helped them buy. And I had them in for a couple hours, and we just went over account by account and how much income that they can create from those accounts. And we had kind of done a rough look at that a year or so ago, and this was right up to the minute, you know, mm-hmm. the value and what each one can do for them. And they had an idea of what it was going to be. Not exactly. We're actually a little lower than what we predicted a few years ago, but because of the way that they're going to set things up, but they're really left happy.
Good.
You know, because that makes us happy.
I know. That's what I was going to say. I see it every time that we talk about somebody who's been able to make the choice to retire, mm-hmm. because for a lot of people, it is a choice. Some people never get that option. So
right.
when you see somebody who's worked all their lives and now they can enjoy their mm-hmm. retirement without right. fearing mm-hmm. retirement, because a lot of people, that's their number one concern, is running out of money yeah. during their retirement.
And I had another gentleman tell me recently that he's always tried to be really charitable
mm-hmm.
and through his lifetime. I'm absolutely sure the guy was probably raised that way. It wasn't something he came around on his own, you know. Just, and he was pretty pleased that the income sources that he has and the ability to once in a while withdraw money out of his retirement assets, some of which are securities and some of which are annuities, has enabled him to keep the same level of contributions
in
retirement. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I haven't even thought about that. If I don't really want to retire, but I've never even thought about, well, gosh, if I retire, would I still be able to, you know, do this or that? And he has not only thought about it, but is doing it, you know. And that's, you got to look at that as success,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to people that are wondering where they can get their best reverse mortgage because all they have is their home.
It also leads to the point that not everybody's retirement picture is the same.
Oh, no.
What you want in your retirement, what I'm looking for in mine, what my mom wants to do with her retirement, those are all different things. It's very personal. So to have an individual plan that's not like a cookie cutter, everybody right. does this, is very important.
Yes. And last week, I think it was near the end of the show, we talked about the fact that I personally own three fixed index annuities.
And yes, yeah, we did.
One of them was coming up for an anniversary date last Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and I thought that they would value it on Friday. Well, actually, the company valued it on Thursday last week, the day after we recorded. But anyhow, one of my three fixed index annuities has an anniversary date about this time of year. It turned out this time they actually called a year end to January 4th and sent me my annual statement. And I had, from looking at a whole lot of client annual reports that came in recently, and some of the clients are allocated about the same as I am, and I sometimes buy for myself the same annuities I recommend
mm-hmm.
to my clients,
sure.
and I sometimes will show a client, you know, my results. But anyhow, I have this fixed index annuity, and I've had it since January 5th of 2009. So I went into this after the 2008 bottom point, although things were still rough in the first quarter of 2009
mm-hmm.
when I started up this annuity contract. Anyhow, I track both the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ index to determine how much I'm going to earn every year on this fixed index annuity. And every year I take a wild, you know what, guess as to which index is going to do better. Because I do not make predictions or projections even. And so for a couple of years now, I have had my allocation being 80% of the money in the contract is tracking the S&P 500 index on what we call a monthly point-to-point basis, which means each month on the 4th to 5th of the month, the company looks at the index and has it moved positively or negatively from the month before. They write down all the results, whether they're negative or positive, but if they're positive, there's a cap. In other words, I cannot make more than 1.9% per month in this particular contract. By the way, we still do have contracts available where the monthly cap is 1.9, 2, or 2.1. So even though this contract was issued in 2009, we have similar ones still available. Otherwise, I wouldn't even talk about it on the radio. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't be fair. Okay, now, so there was very little volatility from January 5th of 2016 to January 4th of 2017. Very little volatility in the market. There was a steady upward trend, as we know. The amount that I had tracking the S&P monthly point to point earned 14.33%.
That's nice.
For the year.
Mm-hmm.
Then, I'm not really a big fan of tracking NASDAQ, but with my own money, I figured, why not? So I have 10% of the money tracking the NASDAQ 100, which is only 100 stocks, but they are mostly technical things. And sometimes when there's a really good bull market, you do well with tracking the NASDAQ. So I had 10% of my funds tracking NASDAQ on a monthly point-to-point basis, and the monthly cap on that, Joy has a copy of this too, but I got to flip my page.
It's
2.1 was a monthly cap.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the most I can make in any 1 month would be 2.1. And that, over the course of that 12-month period, returned 12.28%. And then usually I recommend, and I do it myself, putting about 5 to 15% of the funds tracking the S&P 500 on an annual point-to-point basis. That is anniversary day to the next one and what it performs. Now, you have a fairly low cap on that strategy, but as long as the S&P or any index is up at the end of the year versus the beginning of your contract year, you will have an interest credit. With the monthly trackings, if you get a few bad months in there, they'll cancel out the good ones, and you might end up not making anything for a year, even though you'll never lose money. So I have 10% allocated to tracking the S&P 500 index on annual point-to-point basis. The cap is 4.0%. Now, what actually happened there is the index itself was up 19.96. Don didn't get that.
Mm-hmm.
I got the cap 4.5, okay? So to the people that argue against fixed annuities and compare them to securities, which they should not be compared to, they should be compared to bank deposits because they're totally safe. Anyhow, the devil's advocates or whatever would say that, well, you should have just had that money in an S&P 500 index fund. You would have made like 19, almost 20%. That's true. I would have had risk through the whole year, too.
Right.
It just turned out that this particular 12-month period was very good for the S&P, very good for the NASDAQ, and, you know, that's what it is. So I made 14.33 on S&P monthly, 12.28 on NASDAQ monthly, 4.50 on annual tracking of the S&P 500, a blend of 13.15%. Now, there's only one other index I want to very briefly mention. It is one I've never suggested to a client, but a few clients have said, because I guess they're really interested in diversity, even in a very secure product, there's an index called the Euro Stoxx 50, okay? I've never seen it perform well. in this fantastic year in the market that we're still in, actually, the Euro Stoxx 50 index with a 1.9 monthly cap over the year returned minus 0.64.
Mm-hmm.
And so people say we got to do things like the Europeans do. We always got to emulate Euro. It hasn't worked well. Okay. And so we've never recommended it. There are some other index choices we also have not recommended. And there are some that other people have chosen that have outperformed even what I have. So that is some results from my own fixed index annuity. All of these numbers are history now.
Mm-hmm.
As of the 4th of January of 2018, they are historical. My gains are locked in. They'll never go away unless I draw out the money. But we are absolutely not projecting or promising that will repeat itself. We sure hope it will.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we are not, I'm going to explain next segment, we don't sell securities. And we really are not supposed to be comparing to securities, but we do use the security indexes as a way to calculate our gains and our fixed annuities.
We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up in the next part of our program. Remember, if you have a question or if you want to come in and meet with Don and the team at Protecting Your Retirement, the number is 913-648-2700, the website protectingyourretirement.com. We'll come back with more about those fixed index annuities and a little bit more about the difference between them and securities on Protecting Your Retirement.
An only child alone and wild, a cabinet maker's son. His hands were meant for different work, and his heart was known to none.
Protecting Your Retirement is a financial services firm in Prairie Village, Kansas. The firm's goal is to help its clients safely accumulate, grow, and enjoy the funds they will need during their retirement years. The firm's founder, Don Wales, has been in the financial services field for over 40 years. Their philosophy is that those assets a person or family owns that are designated as being for use in retirement should never be subject to stock market risk and should be left to grow until needed or wanted during retirement years. No Protecting Your Retirement client has ever lost a penny due to market downturns. They do not charge fees, and commissions received do not come from your assets. They meet clients in private face-to-face appointments and firmly believe that your financial situation is unique and personal, and that you deserve the personal attention that only financial professionals can deliver. To arrange a private appointment, call Protecting Your Retirement, 913-648-2700. That's 913-648-2700.
The leader of the band is tired and his eyes are growing old. But his blood runs through my instrument, and his song is in my soul. My life has been a poor attempt to imitate the man. I'm just a living legacy to the leader of the band.
This is Protecting Your Retirement. I am Joy Peterson along with Don Wales, and we appreciate you spending part of your Saturday with us. We're here every week to hopefully give you some good information when it comes to making decisions and planning for your retirement. And we left off talking a little bit about the difference between annuities, especially fixed indexed annuities, because
right.
they do have to do with the stock market
indexes.
In a way, in the
right.
with the indexes, but they're different from securities.
Yes, they are. And actually, an annuity is an insurance contract. It's a contract with a life insurance company. And the type of annuities that we recommend for our clients and our friends and ourselves are called fixed annuities. And the simple fixed annuity just gives you a guaranteed rate of growth for a period of time. The more complicated ones are called fixed indexed annuities, and the rate of growth that you obtain every year, if you have growth in a year, it's possible you can have a 0 year but no loss, the amount of growth that you obtain and gets credited to your annuity contract is calculated by looking at a well-known market index, such as S&P 500, NASDAQ 100, Russell 2000,
The Euro stocks index that
hardly ever does well. Anyway, so, but your money is not invested in the stock market in a fixed annuity or a fixed index annuity. Your money is being held in reserve for you at an insurance company. So it's always your money, or if you should pass on your family's money, the company doesn't win and keep any of it in the modern day fixed annuity field. Now, in the indexed annuities, they're using an external stock market index like the ones I mentioned, and when those have positive moves, you get part of that positive credited to your annuity contract, and there's usually a cap on how much you can get at any one period of time. That protects the company from a really great market run-up over a really short period of time, because they would have to dig into those reserves or actually into their own money in order to cover what you just made. Now, securities, on the other hand, are investments where you have a risk involved. And the Supreme Court of the United States said back in the 1800s that annuities were not securities because the owner did not have any risk. The risk was all on the insurance company.
Isn't it kind of funny, though, that the thing that has risk is called securities?
Yes. I was getting cute with it when I was writing the outline for today's show. And we do not sell securities. Annuities are not securities. What we recommend is secure. Secure meaning there is no market risk. They're covered by large life insurance companies or guaranteed by large life insurance companies. They're regulated by the states and a little bit by the federal. And regulations are to make sure that the company keeps the money that's your money on hand and liquid and available to you if you need to take some out. And the money in an annuity is relatively easy to take out and fairly liquid. There's some arguments against that I'll cover a little bit later. But anyhow, we recommend secure. We don't recommend securities for that portion of your assets that you will need during your retirement. If you have money that you are really sure you will not need during retirement, you're not totally adverse to losing part of it, you don't think that you'll be ripping off your children or charitable beneficiaries if some of it gets lost, then by all means, go with securities. But I really believe that securities is a phony word. I think it was invented to cover up risk. You know, if you saw your favorite brokerage company sign on a nice building that said a certain company risk, you probably wouldn't want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
But if they say it's XYZ securities, you feel a little bit about it. So what I'm going to propose or suggest is that someone came up with the word security or securities in order to cover up or gloss over risk.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to say that's some of the oldest fake news ever.
Fake news.
Yeah, we hear all this about fake news.
Right.
And so, again, in the realm of fixed annuities, there is no market risk. And before there were variable annuities, which actually do have the money you deposit in market, usually mutual funds, which have market risk, before variable annuities came along, there was no risk involved in any type of annuity. A variable annuity, which we do not recommend, we're not really licensed to sell those because they are considered a security in part. Those do have market risk, and they are unfortunately in the field of investment where there's market risk. And the people selling those have their supervision, their regulation is really done by professional groups within the securities industry. If they commit fraud, they might get in trouble with, you know, the Department of Justice or someone, but they're mostly self-regulated organizations called FINRA, used to be called NASD, National Association of Securities Dealers. They kind of look over the bad apples and take some appropriate action. We are regulated by state insurance departments, and we're regulated separately by every state we operate in. I believe I have licenses in either 9 or 10 states, not all of them in Midwest. And I have to take continuing education, keep my license up to date, prove certain performance in order to stay licensed and subject to state regulation. So we wanted to kind of talk about that. The other topic I want to bring up in this part of our show is a little discussion about fees. Now, if you have money in brokerage, in other words, in what we call securities or in the risk market, somehow whoever is taking care of that for you is making money. Mm-hmm. That's okay. We want people to be profitable. We want them to make money. What we don't want is it to be hidden as to how they make it. There's a lot of criticism of the mutual fund industry because there are management fees in every mutual fund that are used to pay whoever's managing the fund, whoever's selling it, promoting it, designing it, printing the brochures, printing those prospectuses that no one reads, okay? That is being paid for by the owners of the mutual fund shares. If they say a no-load fund, that means there is no commission paid to the seller of that fund, either at the front end or when you get rid of the shares. That's what no-load means. It doesn't mean no fees. All mutual funds have fees and they're for the management of the fund, but they are never disclosed on your statement. You can find out how much they are by reading that 100-page prospectus.
You have to go through line by line.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or you can go online and find out a particular fund and what their management and expense fee is. But that is money that you are not making out of that mutual fund. Now, what disturbs me more than what happens within mutual funds, which I have at one time sold and bought, is that there's a lot of hiding of fees charged by brokers in the investment world. And they usually don't, on an annual statement, I've seen a few already for 2017, come right out and say, this is the fee we charged you to, quote, manage your money.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have what you've gained, what you've lost, and they'll maybe have something called a miscellaneous debit. Now, a debit against your account, if you've never taken bookkeeping or accounting, means money went out.
Right.
If you have a debit card and you use it, money goes out, away. Debit
yes.
is bad, okay? But anyway.
Well, and if they're hiding them.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they're purposely trying to make it hard for you to see what
right.
those fees are, that's a little different, too.
So if you see miscellaneous debit or other charges,
mm-hmm.
that's probably the fee that the person at a firm helping you with your investments is getting, and it is leaving your wealth for theirs.
Well, let's talk about protecting your retirement for just a moment. What are the fees at protecting your retirement?
There are none.
How
we
does
don't
that
charge
work?
Any. Well, because we get paid a commission from the insurance company when you select the financial choice of an annuity. We get paid by the company. But really, really major point, that money does not come out of your deposit. If you put $10,000 in an annuity, we're going to get a commission, but it is not coming out of your money, either hidden or otherwise. When you get your first statement after purchasing the contract or you get the contract itself, that $10,000 is shown as a beginning value. If it's a bonus annuity, it's a little more than that. But our fees do not come out of your money. The fees you're getting from a brokerage, a fee-based advisor, someone selling mutual funds or ETFs, those are all coming out of your wealth. And if they're charging you 1.5% to 2% a year, then you go 10, 20 years, you're down maybe 15% to 30% of your wealth.
Mm-hmm.
What you have to do when you find those fees, and you have to look for them a little bit on your annual statement, you need to divide that fee by the total value of your contract, of your investments, and that is where you'll find out what percent it really is. And if you have a variable annuity, call us, bring it in. With you at the table, we will call the company that issued that variable annuity and ask them what all the fees are, and they will answer that question on the phone because they have to.
Mm-hmm.
And you can sit there and listen and learn how much you're really paying in fees if it's a variable annuity or any market risk investment article.
And if you would like to do that, make that appointment with Don and the team at Protecting Your Retirement. The number is 913-648-2700. The website, protectingyourretirement.com. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit more about annuities, and we're just going to put them in plain English just for everybody to understand, including me. I'm Protecting Your Retirement.
Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart? How the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic.
Welcome back to Protecting Your Retirement. I am Joy Peterson along with Don Wales, and we're here every Saturday to help you hopefully navigate a successful retirement journey. We focus on fixed annuities and fixed indexed annuities, and we're going to talk about those in plain English. And we were joking off the air during the break about we're going to do Long Island plain English.
Yes. Yeah. Not Brooklyn, no.
And I think you've been in the Midwest long enough that you don't have like a hard New York accent or Long Island accent.
That's correct.
You know, you've kind of been a little Midwesternized or so.
And I really got goofed up because I moved from Long Island to Central Illinois for a while. And then that was, you know, part of my job. Then I was also stationed at Biloxi, Mississippi for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And I was in the Air Force down there, but I also had a part-time off-duty job in the local economy. And I think that some of my New York accent got corrupted in the South, although I did really well when I visited New Orleans because there are a lot of people in the New Orleans area that talk exactly like they're out of Brooklyn, New York. And I think it's kind of some Cajun influence or something. And when I was first down there, I was listening to car radio, and I really thought I had 1010 Winds New York on the radio way down in, you know, Biloxi. And it turned out it was a New Orleans radio station. And the guy on there sounded, but he was not a New Yorker. And I'm not from Brooklyn. My grandfather did grow up there. And within the boroughs of the New York metropolitan area, you can actually establish listening to people if they're from Brooklyn or Bronx or Queens or the more sophisticated Long Island.
And I guess maybe because I'm born and raised in the Midwest, I don't think people around here have accents. I mean, you know what I mean? But
Not even Wyandotte.
Yeah, not even Wyandotte County. but I go visit my family in California, and they're like, oh, my gosh, you've got an accent. And I'm like, Anyway.
Anyway.
Well, in plain English, let's talk about annuities.
We will. And I'm quoting here an article by Bob McDonald. And Bob McDonald has a folk hero status among insurance agents all over the United States. He's been in the insurance industry all his life, now retired. And he kind of broke away from a large life insurance company at one time and founded a company called Life USA. Very unique. He rewarded the agents with ownership, part ownership in the company, and it succeeded beyond anyone's dreams. He wrote a book called Cheat to Win, not about cheating people, but looking at the rules of a big corporation and working around them and breaking them down. And he also became Life USA, kind of absorbed into Allianz Life in North America, and he was the CEO for a while of Allianz, which is probably the biggest life insurance company.
So he probably knows just a thing or two about annuities.
And I've heard him speak. I've read he has two books. And the guy is just kind of a colorful character. And I didn't know he was still writing articles, but he wrote one. And it caught my eye. And actually, my article screener back at our team found it, but didn't know anything about Bob McDonald. But anyhow, what Mr. McDonald says is, it may not seem this way, but fixed annuities are actually simple and easy to understand, and they can play an important role in an individual's financial planning, especially when it comes to retirement. What makes fixed annuities appear complicated and confusing is that insurance companies sometimes have mucked them up by adding all types of indexes, options, and riders. And we try to simplify those things. But most of the companies we use have fairly simple riders. One of them calls it a simple income rider. But some of the variable annuity products have really weird riders that riders or indexes that they track that they've developed themselves. Mm-hmm. We don't work in that world. But why do the insurance companies sometimes do that? Well, annuities, they're not very sexy, especially when compared to different investment options. So in an effort to compete against investments, some companies dress up annuities to look like investments in drag. Bob is pretty straightforward. But
which would not be – anyway, go on.
But no matter how annuities may be cloaked with the aspects of investments, they are not investments in italics. Trying to make annuities look like something that not as simply results in complication, confusion, and bad press.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we get down to in plain English, as we say, in truth, the core strength and value of an annuity is the safety of the funds that emanates from the guarantees that only an annuity can promise. When it comes to the safety of your funds, especially in retirement, the mundane, humdrum nature of annuities can serve as a counterbalance to the excitement and risk of investments. That's quoting Bob McDonald, word for word.
Maybe it's because of I like to do it sometimes for fun, but I kind of go back to the casino reference. Mm-hmm. With it. It's a lot of fun to hit big when you're playing like a slot machine or
right.
playing blackjack and stuff like that. Yeah. But there's risk involved. You're not guaranteed
Certainly.
That you're going to hit it big. So would it be safer to stay home with your money in your pocket? It's not the sexy option. It's not the overly fun option, but it's going to save you a lot more than, you could possibly hit it big.
Yeah. And I think both the Mega and the Powerball had winners.
Did they?
I know that the Mega one did.
We talk about it sometimes on the show, but
but
I wasn't paying attention.
A week or so ago when it was $500 million.
Right.
That was the Mega one. I don't know the full name of it. I don't play it. But anyway, I sometimes stop in a combination gas station, snack shop.
Mm-hmm.
They sell liquor and beer, bread and gas out front. And you sit down and have lunch. There's a couple tables there. And it's right on the border of two states. And for a long time, the other state didn't have any lottery. And so this little establishment, which I affectionately refer to as a redneck store, sells a lot of lottery tickets.
There is actually a Sawyer Brown song about that, where you can stop at one place and get your oil change, you can get a doctor's appointment, you can get all of that, and your loaf of bread.
But anyhow, we refer to it sometimes as redneck store. And anyhow, a lot of people cross over from the other states still, even though they have lottery and buy lottery tickets there. So I've been there eating a cheeseburger for lunch at one of the tables and observing the people coming in and out, mainly local people.
Mm-hmm.
And I have seen some pretty weird tattoos there. And anyhow, those are ones on the parts of the body exposed.
Right.
But anyhow, people walking in and out and buying these lotto tickets and mega millions, whatever, tickets, because up to $500,000. And I'm sitting there, I said, gosh, maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. But, I decided not to, go ahead and buy one. But it is the kind of place that you imagine that the winning ticket is going to be sold.
There are always some little tiny place
never,
out in the middle of nowhere.
It's never Price Chopper.
No.
I don't think Walmart knows places.
Yeah.
If they sell them or not. But anyhow, I was thinking, this would be, if I was going to buy one, this would be my place to do
exactly.
it.
Exactly, yep.
But anyway, I didn't. But anyhow, back to annuities, which are safe. An annuity is a long-term agreement. It's a contract between you and an insurance company. It allows you to accumulate funds on a tax-deferred basis for later payout, either in a lump sum or in the form of a guaranteed income that you cannot outlive. Now, for its part, the insurance company guarantees that the funds you deposit will be safe. They are obligated to credit at least a minimum amount of interest to the funds and to assume the risk that once you elect to start receiving income or a lump sum, that the payments will last as long as you live. Your part of the agreement is to put up the funds and leave them to accumulate in the annuity contract until such time as you elect to receive either guaranteed income or you pass away and whatever's left over goes to your beneficiaries. There are other ways to take money out. So Mr. McDonald's summation and mine also, when considering the purchase of an annuity, don't be distracted away from its simplicity. Bare bones, they're a way to safely accumulate, grow, and distribute your money back to you or to your family. And the way to shop for, consider the purchase of an annuity, is to call us, Protecting Your Retirement, but also to demand a very clear explanation of the basic value, the benefits, fees, and guarantees. By the way, a fixed annuity usually has no fees unless you add on an option. Some options are to have the death benefit grow faster than the rest of the money, or to have the guaranteed lifetime income value grow at a guaranteed rate no matter what the market does.
If you would like to come in and talk to Don and the team at Protecting Your Retirement, the number is 913-648-2700, the website protectingyourretirement.com. Up next on Protecting Your Retirement, we're going to focus a little bit on weighing your options and the pros and cons of a managed portfolio compared to an annuity on Protecting Your Retirement.
The mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout.
Hi, honey.
Hi, honey.
Any good mail today?
Oh, yes. We got an invite for free dinner at that new restaurant.
Oh, what's the deal?
We gotta watch some guy in a fancy suit with a big watch tell how their plan just perfectly fits our situation. Hey, talking about retirement planning, have you called that guy with the radio show, Don Wales? He'll sit down with us in private to see how his firm can help us meet our goals.
Not yet, but I'll get right on it. I have his number here. While I'm doing that, why don't you make reservations at that new restaurant, you know, just the two of us, a little wine, a good meal, and
what?
How about you and I discuss our financial goals? We can skip the group therapy or the free dinner seminars, and we can dress up in our own best clothes.
You are so romantic.
Tired of free meal seminars that turn into endless pressure to accept one-size-fits-all solutions? Call Don Wales at Protecting Your Retirement. You can arrange a private visit where Don's team will be listening to you, helping establish your goals and help you navigate a successful retirement journey. 913-648-2700.
See you, me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See you, me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Thank you for joining us for Protecting Your Retirement. I am Joy Peterson along with Don Wales, and we're here every Saturday. So if you hear something on the program, we put out a lot of information in a short amount of time. So if you want to make an appointment with Don during the week, the number is 913-648-2700. The website is protectingyourretirement.com. You hear a lot of people when it comes to like their 401ks or whatever it is that they're using to grow their wealth, they have a portfolio.
Yes.
And they usually have somebody who's managing their portfolio for them.
Right.
Let's talk a little bit the difference between that and having a fixed annuity or a fixed indexed annuity.
Yeah. Portfolio usually refers to the gathering or the types of financial choices you're making.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you have your money? In aggregate, it's referred to as a portfolio. And there are pros and cons of managed portfolios where you are paying somebody to make the decisions for you as to what financial choices to select from, which ones may best serve your needs, and so forth. And I read an article, I'm not going to quote it exactly, and I'm not going to give the author's name because some of what he has in this article is just in my mind, not true.
Mm-hmm. We used a word for it off the air that I don't know if we can.
Well, it was crap.
it's a lot of crap.
Anyhow, so anyway, the article supposedly compares managed portfolios where you're using a broker or some financial professional to manage your money and what has changed, and he's comparing it to annuities. And actually what he says about annuities is pretty truthful. And what he prospects or what he talks about managed portfolios is part true and part overrated. Investing for retirement has changed over the years, particularly during the last few years when passive management is being replaced by more, his term, tactical management.
What is tactical management?
Yeah, we were kidding about this off the air. And tactical management, I think maybe that's another word for robo-advisors or using algorithms to make decisions.
Where it sounds really smart, but it's maybe not.
But when
not
I
as
see
good.
Tactical, I think of maybe someone is doing tactical management, is dressed up in a Kevlar bulletproof suit, all black clothing,
night
vision goggles. And we were kind of laughing about that among ourselves. We'll share our humor with you today on the radio because it's a financial show and usually you don't have much fun.
No.
But anyhow, tactical management, it was a term I hadn't seen before, first time in this article, and I'm thinking it might be a cover-up for robo-advising or relying on algorithms rather than real knowledge of the market and markets around the world in order to make recommendations. After we joked about that a little bit, the very next sentence in the article was, that's because investors are becoming more knowledgeable and more engaged when it comes to their investments. So maybe
because they know more about it, we've got to be extra sneaky.
Right. The old stockbroker model of buy and hold with commission-driven transactions has given way to more daily or weekly adjustments. Mm. And he's saying with no transaction costs. We know that's not true, but that's not a big surprise. Tactical management, this is a quote, tactical management places a fiduciary obligation on the planner to ensure he or she is always working in the best interest of the consumer. And we would hope that would be true. Now, when these changes occur, and they're occurring pretty rapidly, investors are often left with two investment choices, either managed portfolios or annuities, and they have some pros and cons. Under managed portfolios, the author says, and this statement is 100% true, in this investing option, the investor gives discretionary control to a money manager who adjusts the portfolio as needed in order to capture profits in up or down markets. With algorithmic trading, the money manager can establish stop loss protocols to help protect against a major stock market correction. The portfolio remains 100% liquid, so the consumer can make a change at any time with no penalties. Well, what we found out very recently, even within our own team, is that selling some of the positions within a portfolio that is being managed sometimes takes time.
Mm-hmm.
If you are invested or your manager has put you into things like real estate investment trust or limited partnerships, you may have to wait several weeks or even up to one quarter of a year before that particular position within your portfolio can sell. If you're in a hurry to get money out, you have some need for liquidity very quickly, some of the items that your manager has you invested in, you do have to wait. So to say they're 100% liquid at all times, they're 100% liquid, but not in rapid time in some cases. This author also says there are no transaction costs associated with a managed portfolio, but that the client is assessed an annual management fee, which can range from 1.5% to 2%, depending on the size of the portfolio. And that is, we find true. The thing is, what we would like to see, if everyone's going to have fiduciary responsibility and transparency, we like to see those fees spelled out very clearly on interim and annual statements. Unfortunately, hardly any investment company does it. We haven't actually found anyone that does. And so transparency is not really good. Actually, it's not even existent. But the downside of a managed portfolio is that it is still in the market in some capacity and not guaranteed. True statement. At some point, the managed portfolio will lose money. That is true. The hope is to mitigate that risk through stop-loss drawdowns. That is a terminology for when they're using a computer to manage or track money by specific investments. They can tell that computer if that particular investment goes down by a certain amount to go ahead and sell it. You know, just automatically sell it. The problem is most of the programs written to do that also, instead of automatically selling the item that is going down, what they really do is automatically notify the so-called money manager, and he or she makes a decision, sometimes emotional, about whether or not to actually sell or wait another day or wait another week, and then to decide what to put in its place, because if they sell it, it's cash.
What really stuck out in my head when you said that last sentence was, at some point, a managed portfolio will lose money. That's
certainly
kind of that it will lose money.
In parts of it, it will. I mean, mm-hmm. The market goes up, the market goes down. Sometimes, like 1987, 2001, 2008, it went down really big time. And the stop-loss drawdowns that they talk about, and one of them is kind of got famous for a while. It looked as if it would always automatically, you know, stop a loss at 5, 7, or 10%, but it didn't. And if you read the fine print where they're describing a stop-loss mechanism, in a really rushed down, it happens all at once, they cannot stop it. Now, let's look at annuities. There once was a time when an annuity was a dirty word in the investing world. This is because they didn't make a lot of money on them. This was largely due to the long-term nature of annuities and annuitization requirements. Some of them forced you to take lifetime income payments in order to get your money back. And that ultimately caused consumers to lose control of their assets. We're happy to say that today, most of those negative features have been eliminated from annuity products. In fact, mainstream financial research institutes such as Ibbotson and Morningstar have shown the addition of annuities as an asset class as part of the entire portfolio can reduce its overall risk and increase efficiency, especially efficiency in paying out money to the owners. While today's annuities can provide unlimited stock market-based returns and seek to eliminate the risk of stock market losses, annuities aren't as liquid as a managed portfolio. This is where I see a really big mistake. Annuities are liquid. You may take money out at any time. You may take money out in any quantity. However, if you take out too much too early in the contract, you will be hit with a surrender charge. Most of the contracts allow up to 10% liquidity every year, 10% of your total value. That's usually enough to get someone past a problem in their finances. Those restrictions, however, are lifted in the case of death, confinement in a nursing home, or terminal illness. So annuities are liquid, with the caveat that if you dip into the annuity too soon, too deep, you will have a surrender charge more severe than you would if you dipped into a managed portfolio or a bank deposit. So there is that caveat, but the annuity is liquid. You do not have to wait for a fixed annuity company to sell some asset before they can send the money to you. We have so many documented cases where people have wanted money out of an annuity. We fill out a form. They sign it. We fax the form to the company. 2 business days, they either send out a check or do a direct deposit. And it's rarely over 2 business days.
Well, that's going to wrap up our show for today. We are out of time. So if there's something you would like to talk to Don about in a little more detail, the number to call is 913-648-2700, the website protectingyourretirement.com. Have a fantastic week. We will see you next week right here on Protecting Your Retirement.
The preceding program was sponsored by Protecting Your Retirement.